Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan Anderson, psychologist, relationship coach, attachment theory expert, creator of the ESL relationship method, author of Love Magnet, and athletic wear connoisseur. My mission is to help you raise your self-worth, have great relationships, and step confidently into the next level of your life. Each week, two episodes will air featuring expert advice, live coaching, and tips showing you exactly how to improve your life and attract a healthy relationship. You deserve to feel empowered, secure, and loved. Buckle up and let's get vulnerable. It's time to say goodbye to the cycle of self-doubt, of relationships that don't go anywhere, of low self-worth, of insecure attachment styles, of repeating the same patterns over and over and over again in your love life. And it's time to say hello to becoming the empowered, confident, securely attached version of you who effortlessly attracts the relationship that is meant for her. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I know that so many of you are doing that in your love lives. I want to invite you to stop the cycle, to take control. Whether you're in a relationship or you're dating, wherever you are in your journey to finding healthy love, I know that the Empowered, Secure, Loved program can help you release your past, release your insecure attachment, and become that securely attached version of you who has the kind of relationship that she's always wanted. Do not wait on this. You deserve to heal. You deserve to prioritize you becoming the best version of you. Summer is going to be right around the corner, and I want you to be able to step into your dating life feeling so empowered and excited and ready to meet your person. Give this gift to your future self and take 5 minutes to apply to the Empowered Secure Love program. The link is in the show notes. It's a super easy application process. You'll fill out the app. You'll book a call with my team. They'll answer any questions you have, and you'll determine if the program is the right fit for you. Seriously, do not wait on this. I know I put off my own healing for a decade, and if I could speak to my younger self, I would say, prioritize you now, right? We take ourselves everywhere we go. Only you have the power to change how you're showing up in your relationships. And you deserve to work on that now so that you avoid the future heartache, the people who are emotionally unavailable, the relationships that go nowhere. I don't want to see you wasting your energy in more of those kinds of relationships. Take ownership now. Go to the show notes and apply today. You are going to love this program that has helped over 500 women heal and attract healthy, beautiful relationships. It is everything that you need, A to Z, to become securely attached, and you are supported and held throughout the process. This is a one-of-a-kind program, so don't wait. Go apply. The link is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you inside of the program. Hello, and welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan, and today I'm giving you an episode that I wish I would have heard on my healing journey. I'm going to talk about what is normal as you are leveling up, as you're releasing past trauma, as you're becoming your highest and best, most authentic, securely attached self. What are some of the things that you can expect? Once again, I had no idea that these things were going to happen to me. So I want to share with you because I think it's helpful to know so you can prepare yourself and know that there's nothing wrong with you, that this is normal. And let's dive in to number one. Number one is called regression. And what this looks like is you will be making a ton of progress, showing up differently, communicating differently. Maybe you used to be super passive and now you are assertive, you're direct, you're able to express your needs, you're able to set boundaries. You've become a different version, and then regression comes along, and this is where you regress to an earlier version of yourself.
So even though normally you communicate assertively and you've made all this progress to be secure, out of the blue, you might find yourself being really passive, people pleasing in a conversation and going, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm my old self, right? And one thing that's super common is that this might happen in environments where you used to be that version of you. So for example, if you go visit your family for the weekend and you're around your siblings or your parents, even in your childhood bedroom or around the house that you grew up in, those people and environments might trigger you into regressing to earlier versions of yourself. And don't worry, I will talk about what we can do when these things happen. But first, we're gonna go over what are the things that come up, and then we'll say, what can we do to help? All right, so that was number one, regression. Number two, this is really important. There's something called an extinction burst. In behavioral change, and I remember vividly being in my professor's classroom. This was actually at University of Montana, and I took this class. It was the behavioral psychology, and we were studying the science behind behavior change. And some of you who took that class, you may be familiar with this term, extinction burst. But this was so memorable to me because this professor was so wild. He was one of those professors where you just never forget them. I can still see his face. I can still see him pacing around the room and flapping his arms. He was passionate, and he really cared that we understood behavior change. So I'm forever grateful to him for teaching me this concept. Anyways, let's get to it. Extinction bursts are where, as a behavior is dying off, it comes back with a vengeance. So what does this look like and what we're talking about? You may be becoming securely attached. You're showing up differently. You're starting to have these great relationships. And then you find yourself having an anxious attachment spiral or an avoidant attachment spiral. You're having all these catastrophizing thoughts. You're texting your ex. Maybe you are binge drinking or doing something really, really unhealthy. And essentially, this is your brain's way of saying, hey, we understand that you're trying to get rid of these old behaviors, but we're just going to give them to you really strong just to make sure. Are you sure that you're done with these ways of being, right? And I've had clients who they're going through the Empowered Secure Love program. They're making so much progress. And then they have one bad weekend and they're blaming themselves and they're saying, oh my gosh, I've made so much progress, but why is it that I texted my ex and I was drinking a ton and I had all these anxious or avoidant thought patterns, right? They'll get freaked out and then they beat themselves up, which is the absolute worst thing you can do. And they'll come to me and say, I just don't get it. And this is why. So as you're changing, as you're evolving, and you are taking on a new identity, a new securely attached way of being, if you experience an extinction burst, that is your invitation to say, oh, wow, I am releasing these behaviors. My brain is simply bringing them back to me all at once and asking if this is still what I want. And this is my opportunity. This is my beautiful, beautiful opportunity to have compassion, to have empathy, and to feel and notice the pain that is caused by these old behaviors, and to use that as motivation to not fall into these patterns again. So instead of saying, oh my gosh, I guess nothing I'm doing is working. Why am I even trying? It's this opportunity to once again gather the data on why those earlier ways of being are no longer serving you, and to more firmly commit to your new securely attached identity, right? So once again, self-compassion, curiosity, and it's an opportunity to realign with your securely attached self. How many of you have experienced this? The extinction burst. I know I did when I was first becoming securely attached and doing all the same work that I have my clients do. I don't have them do anything that I haven't done myself. When I was in that process, there were moments where I felt myself completely slide backwards and become that old version of me. And I'm so glad that I knew about extinction bursts. It's really helpful when we can understand the psychology of behavior change. So we've talked about regression so far, reverting to earlier ways of being. We've talked about extinction bursts. And there's something else I want to talk to you about as well. And that is the relationships in your life changing. Okay, this is a juicy topic. A lot of times I'll be working with clients. They're doing the relationship inventory exercise, which is such a powerful exercise inside of the program. It's bringing up so much for them. They are also going through the process of releasing their past and rewiring their belief systems. They're doing all this deep, deep work in the program. And then they come to me and they say, "But Dr. Morgan, I still have a relationship with my mom or with my dad or with a sibling," or sometimes it's even a on again, off again relationship with an ex-partner, right? They have these relationships that now they see differently because of the work that they've done on themselves. And I should have included friendships on that list as well, right? So any relationship that you are in, any relationship, work, friends, family, the relationship with yourself, all relationships will change when you start changing. Think about it. It makes sense, right? If I change one part of the equation, it's going to change. So you want to give yourself so much grace, so much compassion. And I think it's really important to realize this, that when you heal, when you're becoming secure, releasing your past relational trauma, learning how to self-soothe, learning how to communicate assertively, all these things, right? When you are doing that, you're becoming the version of you who is going to attract and maintain the relationships that are meant to be in your life. And here's the issue, is that sometimes we go, "Oh my gosh, this person's been my friend for 15 years. Or, "Oh my gosh, this is my mom. This is my dad," right? And that's where it's really challenging. And I think I want to give you a guide, a little framework on this, and a metaphor, because I love metaphors. So we'll start with the metaphor. When you have a long-term relationship, it is like a huge, huge cruise ship that is set on a certain path, right? You have years and years and years of, this is the way this relationship has been. You have a solid relationship culture, norms, standards, expectations, ways of communicating. It is very much concrete. So it's like that cruise ship that is really hard to redirect. Okay. Versus a new relationship, when you're getting to know someone and you're getting to show up differently, this is where it's like steering a canoe. It's so much easier to move because you don't have the data over years and the norms and expectations. None of that has been established. So you can redefine the relationship so much easier when it's new. And this is why I always tell people early stages of dating is super, super important, because you're establishing those things. You're building relationship culture, right? So let's have compassion for ourselves. These long-term relationships took years to get the way that they are, and they don't change overnight. So I want to say that again. They don't change overnight. You are becoming a new version of yourself. You are showing up differently. And it's going to take time to invite these people in your life, the relationships that are meaningful to you, to invite them to grow with you. So what's a framework for this? Okay. I love when I can help people process what's gone on in the relationship, what was hurtful, what needs to change. When you can do that work with yourself first and get really, really clear, then it makes the next step of having a conversation, of asking the person to redefine the relationship with you, of setting new boundaries more directly, right? That it makes that step so much easier. What a lot of people do is they either go to the other person and they cry their eyes out, which, hey, I love crying. I'm a huge fan of crying. But if you haven't processed it yourself and you're kind of a hot mess with someone, it's going to make it really hard for you to redefine the relationship because you're not even clear on what happened, on what you want, right? You're not clear. So then it's going to leave the other person probably feeling hurt and confused because they don't know what it is that you need or what needs to change. So really helpful for you to get clear first. And I really support my clients in this of doing these no filter versions of what is it that you would want to say to this person. We need to get everything out. And then from there we say, and this is key, we ask ourselves, what would be helpful in creating secure attachment with this person? What would be helpful in redefining this relationship? So after I've processed myself and I know everything that I felt and I'm clear on what I need, I can then go to the person, have a conversation, and invite them to redefine the relationship. And the hope is that we grow together. And here's the hard truth. Not everyone is going to grow with you. You may do exactly what I said, follow through on all of this, and go to have that conversation with a friend, with a coworker, with a partner, with whoever. You may go have that conversation and realize this relationship is not capable of growing. And you all know I love Tony Robbins. One of my favorite quotes of his, this is so simple and so true. If it's not growing, it's dying. When we are in relationships that can't grow with us, then it's keeping us in this stagnant, oftentimes unhealthy place because we are meant to evolve. We are meant to heal. As humans, that's part of what helps us feel fulfilled when we're growing, when we're healing, when we're changing. So if we get stagnant or we get stuck in relationships that aren't going anywhere, it doesn't feel good to us. It doesn't feel good. So acknowledging that some people will grow with you, some people will not. And I do believe that patience is key. Like I said, it's the cruise ship. We're trying to steer that cruise ship that's been on course for a long time, right? So having that patience and saying, I am going to give this person time to see if they can meet me where I'm at, if we can co-create a healthy dynamic together. This is often the case. Let's say you have someone who is codependent with a parent or codependent with a friend. It's often the case that you really have to take a step back, process, take time apart, and then you have to come back together. And there's this period of let's reestablish a new way of being with new boundaries. And let's see, can we co-create a healthy dynamic together? And it's so easy to slip back into old ways of being with people. But when you are intentional and you're aware, I 1000% believe that you can create new kinds of relationships with people who used to be in your life or people that have been in your life forever. You just need both people being willing to co-create a new relationship. All right. I hope that was helpful. I know a lot of my amazing clients inside of the program, they come to me with that question. So I know that'll help them and I hope it helps you. And we also talked about regression and extinction bursts. These are just three of the things to expect when you're leveling up. I want to give you one more, and it's this. When you are becoming securely attached, and I look back on that time of my life, and it was like so many light bulbs going off for me constantly, so many corrective emotional experiences, being able to go on dates and feel calm and feel excited, and finally being attracted to partners who wanted to choose me, who I didn't have to chase, right? And I'm being taken out on dates and I'm being pursued, right? And this was all new for me. And it felt so good. I felt so at peace. I felt relaxed. I felt valued and cherished and all these things I had wanted. And I realized I wasn't losing myself. I wasn't anxious. I was simply enjoying the process. And then what happened? I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is so good. What if it all goes away? And this is a common thing that happens when you're leveling up, when you're getting to a new level. A lot of my clients who get engaged experience this of like, oh my gosh, I love this person so much and it's so good and it's so secure and it's so juicy. And what if it all goes away? And what this is as humans, if we have been used to looking for problems, looking to see why it's not going to work out, right? We've been used to being in fight or flight mode, being on edge, making predictions about why things are going to end. If that has been our norm, it can be so challenging for us to just relax into love, to allow ourselves to receive being loved, and to train our nervous systems to associate intimacy with calm, with peace, with predictability, right? So many of us, remember, if it fires together, it wires together. So many of us from past relational trauma have associated intimacy with pain, intimacy with anxiety, with predicting, with having to pull away out of protection. We've associated intimacy with all of these unhelpful things. So then, as you're healing and you're diving deep into these really healthy relationships, intimacy is now getting associated with peace, calm, love, right? Feeling valued. And it takes time for your nervous system to regulate and to accept that these things are no longer paired, right? And there's so much there. I can't even fit it all. There'd be no way I could help you with that in just this podcast episode. If that is something that you're like, hey, I need to work on that, obviously apply to the Empowered Secure Love Program. It is A to Z. Everything that you need to become securely attached is my life's work. I love this program so much and I love all the clients in it. And it's just been amazing to see all the transformation. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Dr. Morgan, I really need some help. And hey, you do need help. You can't do it on your own. It's like I tell people, we can't see the back of our neck. There's just certain things in life you just really can't do it on your own. And this is one of those things. So whether it's with me or someone else, I really encourage you to take action. And obviously this March, we have some really juicy bonuses for you. So I would encourage you, if you've been on the fence, this is a great time. You can apply using the link in the show notes, and I would love to have you in the program. So remember this, as you're healing, as you are experiencing what I call corrective emotional experiences, you are having new experiences that you haven't had before. Remember this, the better it gets, the better it gets. If it's feeling good, allow it to feel good. And when you notice that you're nitpicking or you're pushing someone away or you're trying to predict or you're catastrophizing, when you notice those things, have so much compassion and realize that that's your brain saying, oh, this is what I thought I needed to do because we're getting close to someone. This is what I thought I needed to do. And you can say to your brain, hey, I trust myself to make good decisions and I am so worthy of receiving love and I'm so worthy of relaxing and allowing myself to be in the moment, to experience connection, to build a healthy, loving relationship over time. I'm so worthy of it. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a short one, but packed with lots of valuable information. And of course, you all know, as always, I am wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Until next time. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. The best way you can thank me is by sharing this episode on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure you tag me. It would mean the world to me if you took just a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is not free to produce, and the more that you help this show grow, the more people will be able to help. Until next time, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Thank you for being part of this community.